And let's continue now with some sound-rich moments here on In the Moment. SDPB's Brian Gevick is here with me in the studio, and he brought along some archival audio with him. Brian Gevick, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
All right. Tell us what is one of our first of two images of the past sort of conversations here as we finish out our program, and what are we talking about with you today?
Well, the first one features audio recorded on June 7th, 1941. And if that date doesn't ring a bell, it was the christening and launching of the USS South Dakota.
Wow.
A battleship that went on to distinguished service in World War II.
All right. How did we come across this audio? How does the audio still exist?
Well, the audio was, it was recorded that day. And it was done by a radio personality from Philadelphia. They pressed the audio onto a lacquer disc, or actually it was two lacquer discs, and they were airmailed back to South Dakota. once they aired on, they were airmailed to WNAX radio. Once they had aired, they were given to then Governor Harlan Bushfield and his wife Vera, who was the individual who actually christened the ship. Well, they, I guess, didn't want them hanging around the house, so they donated them to the South Dakota State Historical Society, and they were archived for many, many years.
Yes.
Not long ago, the State Historical Society archives had the lacquer discs digitized. Now, they didn't just go out and find, you know, a record player and play them back and record them. They actually sent them to a facility on the East Coast that has a no-touch type of translation or digitization system, and they were returned as electronic files. The original discs are still safe and sound, but now we can listen to the events of that day.
All right, let's take a listen, and we'll talk more about it here in a minute. You want to set it up? We're listening to the actual live broadcast on in 1941. What day again?
This was June 7th, 1941.
Here's the New York Shipbuilding Corporation here in Camden, New Jersey, where we're about to witness the launching of the United States' newest giant, the 35,000-ton battleship, South Dakota. Directly opposite us, on the speaker's stand, is the sponsor, Mrs. Harlan J. Bushfield, wife of the governor of South Dakota. And at the moment, Mrs. Bushfield is standing there at the bow of the ship with the christening bottle in her right hand. As a matter of fact, she has both hands on it, sort of a baseball player's batting stance, waiting for the signal to be given when she will actually christen the South Dakota and she'll go down the waves. Directly in back of me, incidentally, is the Washington High School Band from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which has come all the way from Sioux Falls to play for these ceremonies. We've had some music from them a bit earlier in the morning, and they are going, of course, to play as the ship goes down the waves. The ceremonies are going to be particularly brief, as there is a great deal of work going on here at the yard, and as little interruption as can be gotten away with is hoped for. Incidentally, on the speaker's stand is Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox, who will address the gathering here immediately after the South Dakota has been launched. And at the same time, he will preside at the laying of the keel of the new 10,000-ton cruiser, Santa Fe. The Santa Fe's keel will be laid. Oh, there she goes. Smash the christening bottle, and majestically, the South Dakota is going down the waves. You can hear the crowd yelling. The flags are flying and the whistle's blowing. It's a magnificent sight. Drawing away from us, the stern is in the water now. Great waves are being pushed up all around. The waves are smoking. And now she's almost completely in the water. Only the front end of the cradle can be seen. The band playing anchors away, of course, in back of us. Now the bow is just about disappearing into the water, and the United States' newest giant, the USS South Dakota, has been launched.
Whoa, that is our archival footage from June 7th, 1941 of the battleship South Dakota getting sent on its way. Our producer, Chris Loffrey, there, a Navy man himself, getting excited about Anchors Away from the Washington High School Band of 1941. Brian Gevick is here on In the Moment with me in the studio. Brian, that is good radio, if I do
It's just amazing the way this guy paints this picture. Yeah. And of course, you know, he's got a lot to work with there in the background doing an actuality. One of the things that struck me was that we're going to do this fast, folks, because we have a lot of work going on.
Yeah.
And he apologized in another portion in the clip for all the noise going on in the background because, you know, they were throwing rivets and doing all kinds of things, building these ships on this yard. And keep in mind, June 7th, 1941, the U.S. wasn't fully involved in World War II yet.
Right. So what happens next for this battleship and the sailors on it?
Well, she leaves Camden, New Jersey, and she's sent to the Pacific, where she completes a full tour and several battles in which she was pretty heavily damaged. In some engagements, she was sent to accompany aircraft carriers, and as a result, shot down quite a number of Japanese aircraft. Also, took a couple of bombs and had to return to New York for service. After that service, she was sent to the British Isles, where she was part of the British Home Support Fleet and spent most of 1943 doing that. They needed her again in the Pacific, so back she went, and she had several roles to play in several notable battles, one being Guadalcanal, where the ship was very heavily involved with with Japanese naval vessels. So, you know, all kinds of battle. And eventually, this was one of the battleships that brought fire down on the Japanese homeland on two different occasions.
I I knew that.
Yeah, no. I didn't know that either, but she was one of those that actually shelled the mainland of Japan.
Wow. How important is it to the people of South Dakota to sort of follow that christening, that launching, and then what the namesake of the state does in World War II?
Well, I think it's really important for people to remember the history of that battleship. For one thing, you know, it's famously known as Battleship X. Because during the war, the Navy did not want anybody to know the name of the battleship or its capabilities. You know, if they just said Battleship X was here, Battleship X could have been anything. They didn't want it to. They didn't want anyone to know that it was a South Dakota. So she didn't really get her due, you know, right away. It was not until after the war that people learned what a, you know, great history she'd had. The ship was decommissioned in 1947, and it was scrapped in 1962. There's still a memorial in Sioux Falls with the outline of the battleship and quite a lot of memorabilia from World War II.
So what does it mean to scrap the ship, to decommission it and scrap it, then take it apart?
Cut it up, sell it, yep, use the steel.
I guess what else? You can't leave it forever in a harbor somewhere as a museum.
Well, actually, you could.
You can't leave them all.
One of the four ships that were built at the same time, one of them was the USS Alabama, and it is a museum now. Mm. It's still, I believe, it's in Mobile, but I know that it's a running museum. Now, the thing about it is, why else this matters is that there's going to be a submarine christened this summer, USS South Dakota. Yeah. And that's
I'm super excited.
Information I have is summer of 17, uh-huh. And it's going to be in the fleet in August of 2018. Mm.
So. I'm sort of geeky excited about that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do something for that. I don't know that they'll give us a ride.
You could do a radio thing.
I could do a radio thing live from the submarine. I've been in a submarine. I could really give them that that pitch, and maybe they'll let the whole state of South Dakota to come on. We'll do some great radio like that.
That'd be cool.
There. And where can we hear the full audio of it?
If you go to sdpb.org/images-of-the-past, there is a link to the South Dakota State Historical Archives. There are photos there. You can read about the creation of the recording. You can listen to the entire recording. You can read the press release. There is a lot of information there. There are also links to the USS South Dakota Memorial website, which will tell you a lot more. And there is a lot to know. Yeah. And about the USS South Dakota.
Midway is saved as well, right? The USS Midway? That is still...
Chris is nodding his head, and yep, he would know better than I.
I've been on that, so it is... now he says it's in San Diego right now. Is that
okay,
permanent, Chris?
Yeah.
We're getting a nod. So USS Midway, but not the USS South Dakota. They chopped it up. But
they
you
did.
Can go to the
they
memorial
did.
In Sioux Falls and get a general idea
yes.
of the scope of it somewhat.
You tell me if you want to know this.
I
the
do.
Submarine dedicated this summer, being launched this summer, will be the fourth USS South Dakota.
Really?
First one went out in 1904, and sailed the South Pacific and was on a diplomatic tour, basically, although it did see service in World War I. The second one was on the drawing board. It was going to, there was a whole class of battleships, 16 of them. They were going to be the South Dakota class. There was a treaty that said, no, we're not building them. The third one we just talked about, and the fourth one will be the submarine.
This is why we have Brian Gevick here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting and why he came and joined us for today's Images of the Past, and kind of is the man behind all the images of the past and so much that you see on SDPB TV and on the radio. So.
Well, I really want to thank the South Dakota State Historical Archives and Matthew Reitzel, one of their archivists, for bringing this to us.
Absolutely. Brian Gevick, thanks so much for being here.
You bet. Thank you.